morning madhouse. I don't know.
No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gaffney, Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? This is my spot, Morning Man House, don't stop, Power 98 on top, Shawty got the game on lock, this is my spot, Morning Man House, don't stop, Power 98 on top, Shawty got the game on lock,
We got the game.
Morning,
Madhouse,
don't stop.
Okay, No Limit Larry, this Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man, clocking in for y'all. It's a Thursday inside the Madhouse, 59 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 77. Little light rain coming in later on tonight, and I'm talking about late tonight. The rain is going to come in and then be with us tomorrow. Temperature today, boy, the high going to be right near 77. Enjoy today because this weekend, boy, that temperature going to be... Yeah, it's going to be in the early 60s. Like some of y'all mamas, it's going to be in the early 60s. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful.
What's up with you? You had a good night, good day, and everything?
You know, same old, just out here working.
All right. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Bobby.
I say good morning.
Boy, everybody over there.
Good morning.
Over here.
Good morning.
Everybody going
good
somewhere.
Good morning.
And everybody coming back.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling, big dog?
I'm good, man. It's Thursday. One day closer to Friday. One day closer to the weekend.
How was your night?
It was good. Got some good news.
Okay.
I'll be in Hickory tonight. You know, I sell out in the small towns, Larry.
You can't count the chickens before they hatch.
No, that's already sold out.
This ain't Albemarle.
All right, that's already sold out. This ain't my show.
Okay. But whose show is it? You ain't the headline on this?
Fortune Feimster.
Okay. So you the opener tonight?
Yeah, I'm opening for Fortune Feimster tonight.
And just last week you say you don't open for people.
This is Fortune Feimster.
I'm just saying. I'm just telling you what you told me.
If it's somebody on Fortune Feimster level, I'm with you.
That's what's up, man. Where's that in Hickory tonight, big dog?
It's at the baseball stadium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hickory got a baseball stadium?
They got a, I don't know, they double A or what?
Triple A or CA or PP.
Yeah, double A. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's at the baseball stadium. It's sold out. And they hit me last night. And they asked me to pull up.
That's what's up, big dog. I might pull up with you tonight.
What Hickory?
What time?
What they call Hickory?
HKY, do or die.
Okay. Yeah. Who's going to be there now?
HKY, do or die. That's what they call it.
Yeah,
bro.
That's where I'm going
to
be.
Shout out to my man, Big Country King. He from down there.
Big Country King, what up?
T.I. Big Homeboy. Big Country King is actually from Hickory.
Is he?
Yeah, he from the HKY.
When you said it, I was thinking about T.I. dude, but I did not think that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, Country King, Trump, Broadway. It's a couple other cats down there that run T.I. that's from Hickory. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, but that's where Country Kane, it's where the Country Kane from, Country Kane.
Even okay. Mm-hmm. Country Kane was heading it, boy.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to my man Solo down there and my man Big Angle. Yeah. I might pull up with you tonight. What time it start?
7.
What time we'll be back?
Or 8. I have to be there at 7.
What time we gonna be back?
Oh, we'll be back here by 10:30.
Okay, that'll work. I'm a roll with you, big dog. You gonna let me be your roll manager tonight?
Let's go.
You gonna let me get 5 minutes of the set?
Come on, now come on, Larry. Stop playing.
I get $2 of the money.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. I'm in the Hickory. I'm coming with Burpee tonight. We in there tonight, big dog. We in there. All right, man. So what I did yesterday was, of course, you know, went out and fed the block last night. Shout out to Block Love Charlotte. Shout out to my boy Nash in town from the MIAO, one of my Haitian partners, man. He in the city. So shout out to him. And, Big shout out to everybody at Let Me Talk the podcast. I had the podcast last night. Sat down with John Barnett. You know, he's the CEO of Thug Ministries, which is a civil rights leader here in the city and nationwide. So shout out to him. He's working on a big case called a Rock Hill 5, actually. So, you know, it hasn't gotten a lot of exposure in the news, but these five young men from Rock Hill have been charged with, it's crazy. They've been charged with vandalism. They've been charged with, painting a dog. And everybody know how them folk feel about their dogs.
Painting a dog?
Painting a dog. But what happened in the case was, well, these young men were actually paintballed themselves. They was walking in and some guys shot them with some paintballs. And when the police pulled up because they had paint on them.
I think you said something about this.
Yeah, I did it on Larry Mad.
Yeah,
So because they had paint on them, the police charged them with vandalism. However, the officer who arrived on the scene did not want to press charges, but her captain made her press charges. So they got a big case down there brewing in Rock Hill. It's supposed to, the court date is actually November the 6th. And you just want people to pull up, we're all black, and come and support these young men.
Didn't you say witnesses told the cops that they weren't the ones who were doing
it? The witnesses told, and the officer who arrived on the scene believed the boy's story and did not want to arrest the young men. However, according to her, the captain told her to arrest the young men because they had paint on them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Five young men, all school age boys, play football. They're decent students, you know, AB honor roll students, and no prior record. It's crazy. Crazy story coming out of Rock Hill right here in our backyard. November 6th is their court date. And he just want people to pull up, you know, and we're all black and support these young men in the courtroom. That's what he asked for last night. So, yeah, so I'm following this case closely because I don't know if y'all remember Gina 6 that happened down in Louisiana and what happened with those young men. It's not as deep as that, but it could be for these boys and their record and what they want to do in their career. So we definitely got to watch this and make sure justice comes out of this case. It's crazy. He wants the case thrown out as well as it should be if, you know what I mean, if all the facts play out in the case. They shouldn't even be going to court, but it's neither here nor there. All right, man, it's another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We got an action-packed show for y'all. It's a Thursday. Crazy news story on the way coming up at 6:35. And you already know we're going to jump it off with your Madhouse question of the day coming up at 6:05. Let's get it started with today's inspirational power word of the morning from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your morning inspiration. After 9/11, Ground Zero was a massive canyon where the twin towers of the World Trade Center stood. More than 3,000 people died there. And how did New Yorkers choose to respond? Well, a sign at the edge of Ground Zero proclaims, "The human spirit is not measured by the size of the act, but by the size of the heart." And that's an attitude terrorists will never conquer. And it's an attitude that God's word tells us to have. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, are pure, are lovely, and are of a good report, think on these things. Every day, you choose the clothes you wear, the food you eat, and even the attitude that you have, whether it's good or bad. You may not be able to control everything that happens to you or around you, but you can choose your attitude. So today, why not make it a good one? I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your Morning Inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. High today is going to be right near 77, and it's time for that Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who?
Madhouse Nation, it went down last night, the Billboard Awards. You know, a lot of people have been talking about this as Brandy hit the stage last night, and it was her first time ever performing at a Billboard Music Awards. Kelly Clarkson was the host. They had big performances, John Legend, Alicia Keys, Doja Cat. Like I said, Brandy took the stage. So we want to know, did you watch the Billboard Awards last night, and what did you think about it?
Bits and pieces, and you know what I think about it? John Legend be singing with that damn piano. That boy be singing. Congratulations to all the big winners last night, man. I think the culture represented well. Brandy did her thing, but John Legend and Alicia Keys, oh my God. Swiss, just let me borrow it for a minute. Never mind, but yeah, I thought it was dope. I thought it was dope for the culture.
Trash.
You didn't like it?
No, it was very boring.
I mean,
just like the whole feel of it. And we've seen these virtual music, these virtual award shows work with the way that BET delivered and MTV delivered. And I think that after, you know, seeing what they were able to do with award shows, Billboard, you had more than enough time to get this together. And I was very disappointed by the way that this show was put together, to the point where I was like, I don't even want to watch this. This is boring, from the presenters to Kelly Clarkson, who I am a huge fan of.
I like
of.
Kelly Clarkson, too.
I'm a huge fan of Kelly Clarkson, her musically, but her as a host last night, I was like, this is bad. It was like they didn't even try to make it work for the fact that it was virtual. And so, you know, I was like, this is boring. So, no, I did not enjoy it at all.
I didn't even know it was on. I saw that Brandy was trending because of her performance with, she had Ty Dolla $ign on there. Other than that, I ain't even know nothing about the show. So.
You start listening to the nosy neighbor.
I've lost interest in war shows. War shows, for the last maybe 5-10 years, they haven't had the same effect that they used to have. You know, we used to wait for certain people's performances to see what they were going to do, but the last 5 years, I would say, they haven't really been, it's just been a...
I tend to disagree. When you look at people like Megan Thee Stallion.
I say outside of the BET Awards and the Hip Hop Awards. Those are the only two that I look forward to seeing any type of performance or any type of award.
I think we've gotten some pretty iconic performances at different award shows, which leaves wondering... Which leads you to want to watch the award shows because you sort of are like, I wonder who's going to have the performance of the night at this one.
And you know, with the BET Awards, the actual BET Awards, they always have a surprise. Like when they did the Escape Reunion, the first time the Baby performed. Those are very iconic performances when you talk about award shows. So I definitely still love it. Even if it's bad, you still want to watch for the outfits. You want to watch to see who's going to have a bad performance and who's going to have a good performance. So I agree with you, Miss Jessica. I think they're still worthy of watching. Now, are some of them like, I'm not going to say they're not well put together. They don't always fit our culture. But you know what I mean? Like last night, John Legend was singing with that piano, boy. That boy there was singing. Alicia Keys was singing.
Unfortunately, I couldn't even get there.
Yeah, you're right. You
can. I couldn't even get to that. I was like, I'll just catch the performances tomorrow on YouTube.
It was
just bad.
That's the feeling. It's like,
you know what I look forward to?
The shows aren't well put together anymore. Maybe that's what it is. What was the last one that had low ratings? VMAs.
VMAs, like, but still, I was interested in it. Like, they were at least trying.
Right.
I feel like Billboard didn't even try last night.
We wanted to see the Baby perform.
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, they did that great performance. So, like, I wanted to see if the Baby was going to win.
Right.
And he also performed and things like that. But I just feel like they ain't even try last night.
Well, so that's what I look for at award show, to see who's going to win. You know, I like to see who's going to bring home what award, because believe it or not, a lot of these awards mean a lot to the artists. It means that their work, to them, it means that their work is appreciated, is going noticed. I mean, not just saying if they don't win, they're going to stop making music, but this is like an appreciation. Every award show is like an appreciation of an artist's work. So I like to see the winners. Like last night, we had some huge wins for the culture as it relates to the Billboard Awards, and I'm sure you're going to talk about at 7:24 inside the Nose and Neighbor News.
You might just need to go to the website.
How do we tap in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry the Morning Madhouse. Chris Brown, Young Thug, new music, fresh out of press right now. Say You Love Me. That's the big thing. Boy, that beat's so hard. So hard. So hard. Speaking of being hard, man, what did you think about the Billboard Awards last night? Hashtag MHQOTD is your Madhouse question of the day. Ms. Jessica, what you thought about it?
Trash. In the words of Bert, trash juice. It's just boring. It is boring.
Bert, what you thought about it, big dog?
Didn't even know it was on.
I thought it was all right. I watched some of it this morning. I thought it was okay. I like John Legend. I like Alicia Keys. So.
Wait. Hmm? You watched some of it this morning, or you watched some of the highlights?
Same thing. Online? Same thing.
No, because that doesn't count towards the ratings if you just watch.
No, I don't care nothing about their ratings. I just care about knowing what's going on in the culture. But nah, John Legend in that piano though. That boy be singing, and Alicia Keys just always look good. I don't care what she on. She can just, hey Alicia, how you doing? All right, how do we tap in on the Madhouse question of the day?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704. 227-8780.
Big winner last night from the Billboard Music Awards. That boy Post Malone rocked that thing last night and brought home them awards. I think he brought home about four of them things. Shout out to Post Malone. We're going to take it back to his debut single from 2015 when that boy told y'all he was White Iverson. Charlotte's plug is Pod 98. Oh, excuse me. I stand corrected. I said he won about four. He actually won 9 Billboard Awards last night. Damn, Post Malone. Did you let anybody else win? Post Malone right there throwing it back to 2015 with that White Iverson. Coming up, we got a crazy news story for y'all. A crazy news story about Ice Cube that a lot of folks in the culture are saying, like, a what cube? Right after this Rod Wave and Lil Baby Rags and Riches, it's Pod 98. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop, but I'll be Rod Wave, Lil Baby right there. Bert, you still mad at Rod Wave? Go to our Instagram page, Morning Madhouse. Madhouse has 2 D's, Morning Madhouse on IG, and see why Burpee is still mad at Rod Wave. Right now, man, it's time for a crazy news story. That's crazy news inside the Madhouse, man. You know, a lot of people are saying that this is crazy in the culture as Ice Cube announced yesterday or the day before yesterday that he's going to be working with the Trump administration.
Not what he announced.
Well, I mean, that's what he's doing. But they announced that he's working with the Trump administration. They did put out a series of I'm not going to say tweets.
What's
but
the entire story?
That changes the narrative, Larry.
That ain't changed. He's working with them on some ads and things of that nature, right? He's working with the Trump administration. That's what they put out. They put out, hey, congratulations, blah, 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 blah. We're working with Ice Cube. A lot of people in the culture are in a frenzy because even though Ice Cube has come out and said that he has no direct affiliation with no party, with the not either the Republican or the Democratic Party. That's what Ice Cube has said.
So a senior advisor in the Trump administration put out a tweet that said, shout out to Ice Cube for his willingness to step up and work with the Donald Trump administration to help develop the hashtag Platinum Plan. Mm-hmm. Then the tweet went on to say, leader's gonna lead, haters gonna hate. Thank you for leading with the black emoji, the black fist emoji.
No, they didn't put it. I didn't even see that part. They put out the black fist. No, I didn't see the black fist part. I saw the rest of it, but I didn't see the black fist part.
So then Ice Cube comes back and he tweets, fact, I put out the CWBA, which stands for Contract with Black America. Both parties contracted me. Democrats said we'll address the CWBA after the election. Trump campaign made some adjustments to their plan after talking to us about the CWBA. So it's not that Ice Cube has said, I am working with the Trump administration. He put out this contract and he's saying, you know, Donald Trump's people reached out to me to discuss the contract that I put out, and now they're making some adjustments based off of that contract. The Democrats said they will wait to address the contract after the election.
you got to know as a black person, especially around election time, when somebody's trying to gain the vote of a certain group of people,
mm-hmm.
they're going to take it and run with it.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So, for the timing on this was just all wrong. I get their intentions, Ice Cube, but you got to understand, Trump wants every single black vote he can get. And putting the black fist emoji.
Right, come on, man. Up, come on, bro.
Like, come on. And then to come out and say, it sounds like you're, oh, I put it out for both sides, not just for Trump. You knew what was going to, you should have known. I'm not going to say you knew. You should have known what was going to happen. Even when one side contacted you and said that they were going to wait to after the election, then you should have been like, you know what? Well, I'll wait for both sides after the election.
Well, you know what? Because anything like a person like Ice Cube, like a big artist like Ice Cube, a big, you know, African-American figure says something that is closely regarded to be in Trump's benefit. Like you said, Burpee, they're going to try to stand on that. They're going to try to use that mm-hmm. to try to gain his platform. They're going to try to gain some of his followers to come to their side. That's the way I look at it. You know what I mean? So any win that is closely related to a win, they're going to take it and make it look like a win for them.
Now, what I have said about this from the get-go, because Ice Cube has not been the only person that has been on this protect your vote type rant here lately. You all, Diddy's been making the same argument as well. Where were you all during the primaries? You know, we're past that point. We got two people. That's one. You all should have been saying that during the primaries. That's one. Two, while Ice Cube out here getting involved, talking politics is great and everything like that, people have to understand that you are not the same as Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
Your tax bracket is very, very different from Ice Cube. Donald Trump continuing to be in office is going to have a different effect on Ice Cube than it is on you. Mm. Let's realize that. There's probably a little bit more in it for Ice Cube than it is for you. That's two. Also, like Burpee said, you're putting this out here now when this election is on the line. Of course, they are going to come to you and say, yeah, let's hear what you're talking about. Of course, they're going to play into that. And the whole way that this tweet is set up is nothing but pandering for the black vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing but pandering for the black vote. And I hope that people realize that. And it's a shame that Ice Cube is allowing them to do this under his name.
570-WPG or 1-800-525-0098. What do you feel about, you know, Ice Cube and what he put out and what the Trump administration put out? It's the plug. It's Pod 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know early voting takes place. It starts today. People are already out there at the polls. Power 98 WPD, good morning. Who this here?
This is Kate Calloway. We at the Badensport Road Library. People are rolling up left, right, getting ready to vote.
So y'all out there doing that early voting?
We out here doing the early voting. Everybody has their mask on. We're following protocol. We're standing in line for justice, peace, and equality, and humanity.
That's what's up. If you had to do a guesstimation, how many people you think out there right now?
About close to, we knocking on 100 right now. We knocking on 100.
That's a beautiful thing, and hopefully this continues all day long. But Badensport Road Library. Now, y'all black people, I am proud of y'all, because y'all only come to stuff early when it's time to get in free for the club, and you out there early, baby.
Yes, we out here voting No Limit. We don't just stand in line early for the club. We out here voting.
And you know what? And like I said, y'all out there early because the polling place don't open at 8 o'clock.
Okay, we gonna make it happen today.
All right, I'm going to check back in with you. I'll be out there later on today. That is the polling place I'm actually coming to today to make sure that there's no voter suppression going on or voter intimidation. So I'll be out there today.
All right, we appreciate you.
And thank you, baby. Appreciate you checking in.
All right, bye-bye.
None of it, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, 7:05, 5 out to 7 o'clock. And you know, every October we recognize and salute the fight against breast cancer. Show your support by wearing your Power 98 Breast Cancer Awareness Face Mask and T-shirt. You want one? You can log on to power98fm.com on our online store and get you one right now. A portion of the proceeds will go to benefit the American Cancer Society. So let's help in the fight against breast cancer.
And if you want to let a breast cancer survivor shine, call up here right now. 704-570-WPEG. Or if your kid's doing well, your mama doing well,
shout out to your daddy.
Call up here and let them shine too. 704-570-WPEG.
Another bit, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 7:09 at the 7 o'clock, and it's time to let y'all shine. Your kid's doing well, your mama doing well, shout out to your daddy.
Shine from a mile, wow. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here, boss. You know we gotta shine, big flossin'. Yeah. I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to shine?
Good morning. I'm trying to let my friend in the Virgin Islands, Lynn Sullivan, shine. Her birthday was yesterday, October the 14th. And, girl, do you and have fun, okay?
Power 98, you letting somebody shine this morning?
I want to shout out my mama for being a survivor of breast cancer. Her name's Sabrina Isom.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine, though, big dog?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I want to send a shout out to my mother, Raina Prepetit. You know, we come from a small little motel in Broward County, Florida, and then she moved us out here to Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, minimum wage, no benefits, nothing. She was able to work her way up to get us a house, and she really set that precedent for me, myself, my sister. So, like, you know, now we're living in a house, you know, because we don't accept anything less than that, because she was able to do it on minimum wage, raising two kids. And also, I just want to shout out my wife for holding it down at home while I'm at work right now.
Man, that's what's up, man. Let your family shine, big dog.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hello?
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 Hey, baby, what you doing?
Who, me?
Nah, we talking to Jeff.
I'm at work. I had to step outside.
Where you work at?
I work at McNamee Manor Inn, and I'm a CNA.
Okay, well, hey, she ain't doing no work. She outside on the phone with the radio station. Okay, go ahead. Who you going to let shine? I ain't going to tell nobody.
I just want to let my cousin, Gabrielle Huey, she a breast cancer survivor, shine. And I want to shout out to all the
Power 98, you let somebody shine this morning?
Yeah, man, I want to let my mama Donna shine. You know, she is a 10-year breast cancer survivor.
Man, shout out to your
I'm
mama.
I'm at work, man, and I listen to y'all, man, and I love y'all, man. Y'all keep it lit, man.
Appreciate you, big dog. Coming up, Miss Jessica's got it. It's the Knows the Name of News. It's dropping at 7:24. Your chance to go to that Mike Epps Hip Hop Virtual Party.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
Nosy Neighbor News. Hey, nosy neighbors. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Thursday, October 15th. John Legend gave an emotional tribute to his wife, Chrissy Teigen, during his performance at the Billboard Music Awards. Legend performed his song, Never Break, and as he sat at the piano, he uttered the words, "This is for Chrissy," before launching into the song. Chrissy took to Instagram earlier this month to share that she and John lost their third child earlier after she miscarried. The nasty 3-year divorce between Jesse Williams and his now ex-wife has finally been finalized. The two will both share legal and physical custody of their two young children. And Aaron, his wife, is going to get the houses and the cars. Jesse will get to keep two of his SUVs and the money that he made from Grey's Anatomy. Now, in addition to that, Jesse has two more final spousal support payments to make, as well as back child support, totaling $50,000. Then he'll pay $40,000 per month after that. The two had been together for 13 years. For 5 of those, they were married. Now, if you ever wanted to get into music management, get ready to learn from one of the best, Beyonce's dad. Matthew Knowles is headed to the virtual classroom for the University of Houston to share his secrets in a masterclass on music management. He said, "I learned that I had to continue to learn. This requires a lot of time and focus and passion and information and building the right team. You sometimes have to learn those hard ways, or you have these types of opportunities by listening to someone who has done it on a high level." Now, Mr. Knowles will take on his new role beginning next year in January. It's going to be a 15-week virtual course. It's going to cost you about $3,000 if you're a non-student, and $1,000 for students and alumni of the University of Houston. Flo Rida's baby mama is calling him out. She says that the rapper has not seen their 4-year-old disabled son at all. He was born with fluid on his brain and is on a spectrum. While some of her followers commended her for her boldness for calling out Flo Rida, others wondered why she would want Flo Rida to see the son if he's not going to make an effort. One person wrote, "Child support I get, but stop trying to force men to see their children or be a part of their lives. Why would you want to send your child to a man who doesn't want him? That's dangerous." Happy birthday to Tito Jackson, Ginuwine, and Keisha Cole. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Neighborhood.
Power 98.
Y'all know what time it is. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by McDonald's and Cool Kid Friday. Tomorrow, you will find out who our Cool Kid of the Week is for this week, and you can nominate your kid to be a Cool Kid each and every week. All you got to do is log on to power98fm.com, and it's all being brought to you by McDonald's. Hashtag Larry Mad. The hottest hashtag on Instagram, on my Instagram page, at I Am No Limit Larry. We talked about this story earlier inside the Madhouse. My boy, yo boy, Ice Cube, once a member of NWA. Y'all know what the N stood for. With attitude. NWA, with attitude. Ice Cube has now been associated with the Trump administration because he laid out this contract with Black America, a.k.a. the CWA. CWBA. That was the name of the contract he laid out. So he said that he put it out to the Democratic Party and he put it out to the Republican Party, and the Democrats said that they were going to respond to it after the election. He said that the Trump administrator said that they made some adjustments and they came out with a new plan. Well, now the Trump administration using Ice Cube, yep, they used him as a pawn, baby. They used him as as a pawn. That's why you don't fool with these people, Ice Cube, because they're slick. They're slick and they're backhanded. So they use Ice Cube as a pawn. They put out this tweet and they basically thanked Ice Cube for using his platform and for, you know, coming on, not on board with them for the election, but kind of like, you know, a thank you. It was like a thank you tweet to Ice Cube. And in the end of the tweet, they use the black fist emoji. Ice Cube, I know you're a smart man, Ice Cube, and I know you can vote for whoever you want to vote for. You have been on record. You have said that you do not associate with the Republican Party and you do not associate with the Democratic Party. However, Ice Cube, you know about how big things are for the culture. You know how things can look for the culture, Ice Cube. You gotta use, I mean, to me, this is just my opinion. You gotta use a better judgment, Ice Cube, because right now in the black culture, this is what they saying about you, Ice Cube.
You disloyal, fool-ass bitch made.
This is what they saying. This is the same Ice Cube that invented the song F the Police. Is this the same Ice Cube? Is this that Ice Cube? Because right now, it ain't looking like it. It looked like you have become one of them that got money and forgot. You know what, Ice Cube? It looks like you have become the brother. Either they don't know, or they don't show, or they just don't give a damn about what's going on in the hood. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad.
You disloyal, fool ass bitch made.
Don't leave it.
Larry Jessica, it's Thursday. Y'all know what day it is. Larry, hit my hotkey!
Shut your dumb ass up.
I'm getting right into it. I was trying to watch TV the other day, and my account wasn't working. I couldn't log in to the streaming service, Larry and Jessica, and I was highly, 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 highly upset because Netflix ended its 30-day free trial. You know how many damn emails I got on Netflix because I didn't want to pay for it. Now I can't watch Netflix because they want to get all uppity now. They're making this little bit of money. They don't want people to come in on their 30-day free trial. Larry, hit my hotkey on Netflix.
No, we're going to hit it out with you.
No.
Shut your dumb ass up.
No, hit it on Netflix. Don't you know you done created 12 or 2,200 emails so you can do something for the free.
I just pay my $10 a month.
I mean, I do now, but I didn't want to.
A bit much, bro.
Hit my hotkey again, Larry. That made me mad.
We're going to shut your cheap ass up.
Shut your dumb ass up.
I was watching the hell out of Ratchet and couldn't no more. Next. Jordan Woods tweeted, "Aw, I'm about to have some music out soon." For what? What are you doing music for, Jordan Woods? Don't nobody know you for being an artist. They know you for being the ex-best friend of one of them Kardashian people and kissing Tristan Thompson. That's it. That's all you know for. Sit your ass down and just be one of them girls that people know for no reason. Hit my hotkey on her.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Poor little Kanye. Did y'all see Kanye the other day? Mm-hmm. He was so excited, Larry. He was so excited. He said, "Get the West Wing ready. Get the West Wing ready. 40,000 votes, 19%. I'm in second place." I ain't never seen nobody excited for second place. But he was excited because he was on the ballot for the presidential race in Kentucky. And Kentucky showed a poll where he was in second place with 19% of the vote. He was so excited. But it was a fake poll. Got your ass, Kanye. Larry, hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Nobody getting the West
Shut
Wing
your dumb
for your ass.
Up.
Don't nobody want your bipolar ass in there.
Shut your
the
dumb
White House
up.
For you to repaint the White House whatever color. We don't even know if you're going to paint it black. We just know that you would put whatever kind of color you want to do. The West Wing is not going to be ready because he would probably change the name of the West Wing to the South Side. Larry, hit my hotkey on him.
No, he got ego. He leave it the West Wing.
Hit the hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Last but not least, Ryan from the Black Ink Crew. It's being said that he's been sleeping with his best friend's baby mama. And Ryan is the godfather to the child of the woman that he's sleeping with. How does that child even acknowledging that, excuse me, God, stepdaddy? I don't even know. What did they say to you? And when he got on live and said, well, y'all don't even like me anyway.
Well, Burpee, you know they say the God that is supposed to step in when the daddy came.
Oh, he did. He stepped up in a major way. He said, y'all don't even like me, so what y'all mad at me for? So what you hating on in the...
My kids don't have no God, did
I? Larry, hit my high key on right.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Boy, if you don't leave that woman alone. I seen the picture of his best friend, though. I understand why she left. Hit my high key, Larry. Shut your dumb ass up. Get out of there. I'm out of there.
And those from Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
After years off the air, get ready for a reboot of MTV Cribs.
Okay.
The show will launch later this month internationally and then next year in the U.S. Celebrity guests such as Caitlyn Jenner, former Glee star Kevin McHale, JoJo Siwa, I think that's how you pronounce her last name. You know, the little girl with the big, big bows that all the kids love. And Stefflon Don will actually be featured on the premiere of the international series on October 26th. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
tell that. Coming up, man, we got today's situation. Snow Living Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Keep it tapped in. It's Pod 98.
I got a situation.
Today's situation is being brought to you by Power 98 as we make strides against breast cancer during our four-week virtual challenge. You can register right now and choose your distance goals. You can run, walk, bike, or hike each week from October 5th through November 1st. Log on right now to power98fm.com for more details. And it's all being brought to you by Queen Park Social. All right, today's situation. Burpee got it today. What you got today, Burpee?
Yes, I got an email. And the situation goes as follows. Hello, Madhouse. I'm a 54-year-old man and have been married to my wife for 22 years. She had two beautiful children from a previous marriage. They were 5 and 7 when we met. Their father, who is a doctor, abandoned them after he divorced my wife. I've always taken care of the girls as if they were my own. I've done everything for them, gone to all of their school events. I've always been there. I mentioned to my wife maybe she should get child support, and she told me we don't need him. We have you.
No. Yeah.
I asked to adopt the girls, but my wife insisted her ex wouldn't agree to it. I put the girls through college, bought them cars, and was present at everything that they've ever done. Currently footing the bill for my oldest daughter's wedding and helping the youngest take care of her 5-year-old daughter and the only papa the baby knows. The doctor recently divorced his wife and wants to repair the relationship he has with his daughters. My oldest daughter told me she wants her biological father to walk her down the aisle, give her away, and do the father-daughter dance at her wedding. I was devastated. I suggested we both walk her down the aisle. She told me, I'm just the stepdaddy. Don't mess up my special day. So I decided I'm not going to the damn wedding. Nor paid the remaining $10,000 balance on the wedding that I've already paid $12,000 on. My wife has called me petty and threatened to divorce me if I mess up the wedding, but I'm standing firm on my decision. Am I wrong?
You disloyal, fool-ass bitch, mate.
That's to the daughter. Madhouse Nation, tap in. 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. This daddy, this what? Stepdaddy need help, baby. He need help.
Do the stepdaddy.
Yeah, y'all better get this one, because if I get this one, it's going left fast.
We can tell.
Fast.
We can tell.
Lucha, Wet, Charlotte's Plug, and Pot 98. Y'all know what it is, Situation Thursday. Burpee, what that letter say today?
All right. Short and sweet, Larry. This 54-year-old man who's been married for 22 years to his wife, who is divorced. She had two children previously from the old marriage. The daughter said to her stepdad that she wants her biological dad to walk her down the aisle at her wedding and to do the father-daughter dance after the stepdad has done everything for her since she's been 7 years old. Mm. And he said, I ain't paying for the wedding no more. I ain't even going. He wants to know if he's wrong.
All right, good morning. What y'all got, Madhouse Nation?
Straight up, man. He just need to go and get his $12,000 back too, cause she disloyal than the mug. Like that don't make no sense. I'm a stepdad myself. I wish like him, one of my daughters would pull that.
Good morning, Larry. I'm going left with you, bro. We gonna go so far left, it ain't gonna be funny. Let me tell you something. When you work hard like that, that's just like somebody you working hard and somebody come and take from you. When you do all you can, you bend your back for a child and you helping them out. Let me tell you something. That would be a quick divorce. Number one, I would leave because you're not gonna get mad at me if I done did all that you just said. I done put you through school, brought you cars and all this stuff, and then this daddy ain't never did nothing for you. Oh no, it's time to and the remainder $10,000 or whatever. Guess what? I don't know how they won't get it paid, but good luck.
Good morning. Oh, yeah. I think that he loves the daughter. He truly loves the older daughter. So I think he should go to the wedding, but I definitely wouldn't be paying another dime for that wedding. Daddy can take the real daddy. Biologically, he can take care of that. He can take care of any other finances moving forward. And in regards to that wife, if she's so quick to throw out the divorce option, you need to go and cut her loose from right now. Right now.
Oh, hey, Larry.
What up, Tudor?
Hey, Charles. Hey, baby, where you at? Ooh, you know you want to speak to me. Stop playing. You know you want to talk to me.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, honey, Larry, I had the same situation happen to me. I was mentoring little Miss T's, and his daddy ain't in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Live here form. And so I took on the little boys. I don't act like this around them. I act like a man. But anyway, so I start taking them to the barbershop, start buying them clothes, start teaching them how to be a man and start doing stuff for them. His daddy gonna get mad and something. Not letting him do stuff for my son. I can do it myself and all this and that. I said, well, yeah, same. Been doing it. You should have been done it. But the little boy treat me just like I'm his daddy. And he ain't treat me like this old grateful helper right here. Cause I would tell her this, let your own daddy pay for your wedding then. That's what I would say, ungrateful helper. And if that woman wanted to divorce you, she said he's 54, right?
Yeah, he's 54, Toodles. Yes, he's 54.
Yeah. Well, tell him we can make room for him at Scorpio.
Oh,
let
Lord.
Let her go.
Come on, Toodles. Bye, Toodles. Bye. Bye, Toodles. Bye, Toodles. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Oh, bring him on. Ah.
Bye, Toodles. Bye. I hate him.
Listen.
He always going left, left. He going
it's
left,
our
left.
Turn.
No, not yet. We come back. It's pot out of here.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We are back on today's situation. What we got today, Bert?
54-year-old man who's been married to his wife for 22 years. She has two children from a previous marriage. He divorced her, or the previous marriage. Their father abandoned the daughters after he divorced their mom. So the stepdad has been doing everything for the kids as if they're his own. But the oldest daughter said that because the father's now trying to come back into their life, she doesn't want the stepdad to walk her down the aisle. She wants her biological father to do it. And she wants to do the daddy-daughter dance with her biological father after the stepdad has paid over $10,000 for the wedding already. He said he's not going to the wedding, and he's not going to make the remaining $12,000 payment. He wants to know, is he wrong?
Power 98, good morning.
Yo, I feel like I got four parents, you know what I'm saying? I got step-parents, and I feel like she should do something special, you know what I'm saying, for all of, you know what I'm saying, or the daddy, the real daddy, yeah, that's her real father. I mean, regardless of what he done for her, she choose that, she the wife. So I feel like she should be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? They do whatever they do, it don't matter who help them pay, whatever, however it go. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? They just need to grow up with it. That's just how I feel about it.
I think the father is completely right. I think he is right to feel the way that he's feeling. And if he doesn't do anything further, that's his choice. However, it will damage his relationship with his daughter. So if he's ready for that, then by all means, do what you got to do. She's going to regret it at some point.
Yeah, she already gonna regret it because I ain't gonna pay for the rest of this damn wedding. Number one, I mean, you know, it she is getting married and she has the right to do whatever she wants to do at her wedding. However, you have allowed this man to be in your life. You have allowed this man to front your wedding. And you know this, somebody need, if it's not her husband to be, her mom or somebody, her friend need to sit her down and really let her know how bad you are hurting your stepdaddy. And as a stepfather, I'm not a stepfather, but as a stepdad, I think you should tell her, you know, how bad this hurt you. But other than that, I'll be damned if I ain't walking down the aisle. We gonna be hand in hand in hand in hand, cause I'm walking down the aisle. I'm coming down the aisle whether you want me to or not. Now I'm gonna tell you what, I might get me a solo and walk down the aisle by myself. Oh, but I'm walking down this aisle. I done did all this and I done paid for the wedding and I'm dancing with you and your other daddy. Cause he really ain't your daddy. He your other daddy. Yeah. Yeah. We doing this together.
Listen, first of all, the worst thing that you, the thing that you fear the most when you're a stepdad is that child, your child, because you consider him your child,
mm-hmm.
If you're the good one, the worst thing you want to hear coming from them is them saying, well, you not my daddy anyway, especially
ooh,
in my case. Or if
ooh.
You're the mother, you not my mama anyway.
Ooh.
That's the worst thing you want to hear, especially if you're taking care of them. Number one. Number two, now I'm petty at this point. So at this point, I'm not going to come. You're out of my life.
Oh, no, I'm coming. I paid.
You're done. No, you can no longer come in my house. No. You're no longer welcome in my home. Mm. I will tell your mama, my wife, if she still wants to stay my wife, if you want to see your child, take your ass over there. They're not coming over here. They have nothing to do with me anymore at this point. I'm so petty, I will leave my wife if she decides to get divorced, get another woman pregnant, name her the same name as the oldest daughter, and treat her the way she's supposed to be treated. That's how petty I am. And I ain't going to have nothing to do with you. And I'm going to still tell my new baby that your youngest sister, the other daughter, because it's two of them, the other daughter, that's your only sister. I ain't even going to recognize you, heifer. You get on my nerves. You are no longer in my life.
I'm so petty, I'm going to say you ugly. That's why your daddy didn't want you anyway.
I'm so petty, I'm walking down the aisle knocking tables over.
I'm so petty, I'm going to air a wedding out. I'm going to air it out. I'm going to air it out.
I'm so petty, they're going to eat crustables at the reception. That's how petty I am.
I'm so petty.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to body slam the pastor.
We know we have established that y'all damn petty.
I'm so petty. I'm coming off the top rope. Don't mind me.
I'm so
first
petty.
All,
I'm gonna call God and tell him don't honor this way. Okay. I'm sorry.
First of all, sir, stick to your guns.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I ain't gonna never hold my peace. Hold my peace.
Stick to your guns, sir. If you say that you don't want to go to this wedding, then no, don't go to this wedding. Here's the thing, like, more so than your relationship with your daughter, you gotta check your relationship with your wife. Because back when you asked to adopt this girl, that was a red flag when she said, no, my ex-husband won't go for that. If you asked for it and she's still talking about her ex-husband, that should have sent up a red flag then. So you got to check your relationship. It seems like you're telling your ex-husband yes, and you're telling your current husband no. And that's not right. So you need to check your relationship with your wife more so than this relationship with your daughter. Now, you know, like, if this is the decision that you want to make to not attend the wedding, stick to it. Don't go to it. Because at this point, nobody seems to care about your feelings. Why should you care about other people's feelings? So stick to it. But you need to sit down and talk to your wife about it. Because the other thing is that your wife isn't doing, she isn't talking to the daughter and saying, hold on, what about your stepfather that has stepped in here and raised you for all these years?
Because she still wants the other man.
She still ain't got your back.
Yeah,
so
yeah, somebody
you
right.
need to go talk somebody to your, right. your wife.
I'm so petty, your daddy who the doctor gonna need a doctor. He gonna need a doctor.
I'm so petty, I'm putting the wrong address on the wedding invitation.
I'm so petty, I'm putting everybody out the wedding. Get out. Everybody get out. Ain't no damn wedding today.
Ain't nobody eating.
If you got a situation, you can send it to us, man. Email us at morningmanhouse2ds@gmail.com. You can hit us on our Facebook, Instagram, on our Snapchat. Just get it to us and we'll get it on. We don't say names. We just say the situation. I got to play this one today.
I'm so petty.
What you got for him, bro?
When they say by the powers vested in me, I said, hell no, this came out of my pocket.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Little bit later in the morning, Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is, man. Let's meet our contestant from Black Smart.
Tamika Meyer.
Hey, Tamika. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am lovely, Tamika. We're going to play Black Smart, Tamika. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm
going to kick it off for you this morning, Tamika. You ready?
I'm ready.
My big dog, Rich Boy, got a song called Throw Some D's On It. What kind of car was Rich Boy throwing some D's on?
Ooh, I don't know. A Chevy Caprice?
No.
Throw some D's on the Chevy Caprice. Nah, I don't think that's gonna work. I don't think that worked, boo. All right, Jessica, what you got for her?
Before becoming a rapper, what job did Rick Ross famously have?
Mm. Before becoming a rapper, what job did Rick Ross have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. These are not Black Smart questions. Come on.
These are definitely Black Smart questions from the culture.
I think you went
well,
to
I am
PWI.
Definitely not Black Smart.
You're definitely not Black Smart.
I'm glad you know it. Thanks for playing.
No. Okay, I need my last question, though.
No, you don't get no last question. Game over.
You
game
out of there, Pam.
You're not Black Smart, but you got black tendencies.
Wait,
trying
how
to
the hell you missed this question? But you acting like this.
Yes.
Oh, damn, you lost. Next time, you got to do better.
Thank you, Butterfinger. Tell her to do better. And hell no, she was not Black Smart.
Can y'all be Black Smart? See, I'm getting my question.
Hell no. Hell no.
You know what?
To the no.
I'm going to take a guess. She probably went to Winthrop. She definitely didn't go to John C. Smith, Central, A&T. UNC Charlotte or Winthrop. That's what I'm going to go with, Bert.
That's what I'm going with.
All right, if you want to steal these tickets from Black Smart, if you can answer these two questions, you got them. 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. Damn. Man, somebody trying to steal these tickets from Black Smart. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, big dog? Who is this?
It's your boy, Scruffy QC from the UC, repping them fours up. You know how we do.
Okay, big dog. So you trying to steal these tickets from Black Smart. You got to answer my question and Miss Jessica's question, all right?
All right, let's get it.
My boy, Rich Boy, he got a song called Throw Some D's On It. In the song, Throw Some D's On It, what kind of car was Rich Boy throwing some D's on?
Hey, you know, Rich Boy was selling that, all them haters on it. Just bought a Cadillac. You know you're driving that Cadillac.
Got you, big dog. Got you. You got it? All right, what you got for him, Ms. Jessica?
Before becoming a rapper, what was Rick Ross's job?
He was a professional snitch at the correction facility.
You got it, big dog. Hey.
You win. And because you got that correct, we are sending you to Nightmare in the Carolinas. Going down tonight, you got the family four-pack. You can take you and three of your family members. Tell everybody what station hooked you up with them tickets.
You know, it's 598.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say?
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Madhouse question of the day was what today, Miss Jessica?
We wanted to know, what did you think about the Billboard Awards last night?
And, Chantrell tapped in and said, I forgot it was on. Big Dog 64 said, listen here, I thought John Legend did his thing. And Big Sean said, I agree with you, no limit. Alicia Keys. Ooh.
I got one response that said, when do they come on? And I got another response that said,
I thought it was just me. Mr. Wright said, I didn't know nothing of it, didn't even think enough to know it was on. Give Me 6 Feet said, didn't even know it was on.
Okay. Southern Necklace said, I had no idea it was on. Womp, 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 womp. But I watched the highlights this morning. All right. Madhouse voicemail is always popping. 704-227-8780. You know what it is, man. We got to find out what y'all had to say this morning. You know, you could always chime in on the voicemail at 704-227-8780. That's 704-227-8780.
Ooh, morning, man. Yes, Crazy Old House. My favorite Billboard Awards was when Prince came out there. He did a stunning performance, and he turned around and showed them the yellow butt cheeks. I knew what I was wanting to do back then. Right then, I knew what I wanted to be. But, ooh, Mr. What the Hell, I'm sorry to get in your feelings, but you remind me of that girl at the club that's been eyeing me all night, that's been grinding and dancing with me all seductively all night, staring in my eyes, drinking all my liquor, and kissing on me and stuff. You remind me of that girl. And then I get home and you find out this boomerang ain't what you want. It's too wide. It's too much. It won't fit. I got a big ego. And you know I've been drinking all this liquor, taking all these shots, and eating all them oysters. You know what I need. You need to come on over and get out your feelings and let me wreck that rectum, honey. That's the only way we can rectify this. Let me wreck that rectum, and we'll be friends again. Or we can just kiss and say goodbye. Ooh.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Lady ma'am, don't boost that thirsty thought. Things humans ought not touch. Head up to get his monkey ass killed with a teeth. I see why people don't fool with Toodles kind. Because they always take things to the left. Then they try you. They keep trying you. And then one day they try you for real. But if Toodles ever try me for real, he ain't got to worry about trying Jesus and not me. Because he's going to meet Jesus. And lady ma'am, I could have been shit Toodles up. But there's two reasons I have. First one, I'm not giving him what he wants because I don't swing that way. And the second one, lady ma'am, I'm scared to go to jail. Because if I put all this sausage in Toodles' mouth, that boy going to choke to death like that lady did down in Florida. And no limit, if you go to the voter's poll over there on Bates 40, if it don't look right, call your boy. I will be there immediately.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, October 15th. John Legend gave an emotional tribute to his wife, Chrissy Teigen, during his performance at the Billboard Music Awards last night. He performed his song, Never Break, and as he sat at the piano, he started his song by saying, "This is for Chrissy." Chrissy took to Instagram earlier this month to share that she and John lost their third child earlier due to a miscarriage. So.
Man, that's a sad thing, but his performance was dope last night, man. John Legend is crucial when he get on that piano, so shout out to him for that, and shout out to him for the dedication to his wife for losing that baby.
Well, the nasty 3-year divorce between Jesse Williams and his now ex-wife has been finalized. The two will share both legal and physical custody of their two children. She is going to get the house and the cars. He gets to keep two of the SUVs and the money that he made from Grey's Anatomy. In addition to that, he has two more final spousal support payments to make, as well as back child support totaling over $50,000. Then he'll pay $40,000 per month after that. They were together for 13 years, and 5 of those years, they were married.
Out of town, Judas!
Back child support for kids. How old are the kids, you know?
They're young.
So they were probably under 18. Had them, well, I guess after they were married. But they were together 13 years. I got to pay back child support for kids that I always been there for?
No, well, they've been battling this divorce now for 3 years.
Yeah, so it could be after he left.
For those 3 years.
Yeah, for those 3 years. Yeah. Pretty sure.
But still, that's the court process. Hell, why I got to pay for stuff on the back end when y'all couldn't figure it out?
If you have out of town shooters. $40,000 a month, that's over $400,000 a year. All you got to do is wake up and go to the mailbox.
if you ever wanted to get into music management, get ready to learn from one of the best. Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, is headed to the virtual classroom for the University of Houston to share his secrets in a master class on music management. He says, I've learned that you got to continue to learn. This requires a lot of time, focus, passion, and information in building the right team. If you sometimes have to learn those things the hard way, or you have the type of opportunities to listening to someone who has done it on a high level. He's going to take on his new role next year in January. It's going to be a 15-week virtual course. If you like to take it, it's going to cost you $3,000. If you are a non-student, but if you are a student or an alumni of the University of Houston, it's going to cost you $1,000.
I'm so petty, I'm going to send her that $40,000 in pennies, Burpee. In pennies.
Really?
She going to have to roll the money up in pennies. That's how petty I am. Really? $40,000 a month? Just good.
I'm so petty, I'm sending that $40,000 in Monopoly money. That's what you're getting from me.
I'm so petty, I'm going to drop the kids off on the front porch and don't never come back because I got to pay back child support for some kids I was already taking care of.
I'm so petty, when I'm leaving the house, I'm throwing paint on the walls and I'm flattening all the tires. All
right, happy birthday to Keisha Cole, Genuine, and Tito Jackson. Get out of there.
I'm so petty, Grey's Anatomy going to be black.
I'm going to
Jessica.
Neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.